we have another roundtable put together. Frankly, we have so many presenters today that were willing to participate in a roundtable. We broke it up into two segments. I hope that doesn't throw people off. But right now, in the queue, I have Matt Navarro, of course, Karen Tostado, our organizer, Charlie McGrath, our friend Lark in Texas, Vinny Eastwood, and coming in over the landline is David Frank. And I hope you'll be interested in what we have to say. Please, I'm going to bow out and let you folks take it away.
All right, let me step in here so we don't all talk over ourselves. We've heard from everyone today with the exception of Charlie McGrath. So, Charlie, welcome. Sorry you had to miss out earlier because it's been a great day. And thank you for coming in.
Oh, thanks for having me, Karen. I'm sorry I couldn't make it a little bit ago, but I'm happy to be here now.
Well, give folks your website because basically what we're doing now is connecting people so that we can know who is on the marathon and to be able to really start again to stand as one, the solidarity. So, okay, Charlie, why don't you take about 5 minutes here and tell us about your stuff for anyone who may not know who you are.
Well, that's a long time, Karen, and there's a bunch of people.
2 minutes.
All right, I can do two. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Charlie McGrath. I'm the founder of WideAwakeNews.com. I also have a two-hour radio program Monday through Friday on the Rents Broadcast Network with a few other feeds that pick it up. Gary Hendershot, who introduced us, does an hour there every Monday, the first hour covering alternative energy. And, of course, Karen does the two-hour Friday spot with Karen's Corner. By the way, Karen, great program last night. I was listening to it. As a matter of fact, I just stopped, and I'm trying to get it uploaded to YouTube right now. But great program. Good job. That's a lot of talking without a guest, for sure.
Thanks. I got the hot air. There's no doubt.
And I think it sounded great. You didn't sound burnt out. You sounded passionate.
Did you ever think about going into politics, Karen?
Yeah, the many ticks. Wait until you hear David Frank talk about politics in the court. Oh. That, actually, yeah, Vinny, have you met David Frank?
No.
Okay.
Hi, David. Vinny. Hi, Vinny. How you doing?
You know, somewhat fabulous is my standard response.
David, well, quickly tell Vinny who you are.
Well, also somewhat sunburnt.
I'm a crazy guy here in Indiana. I had a coalition of people that think that we really can fix America, and we have a plan to do it. And our goal
you think
is
you can
to
fix America. You are crazy.
Yeah. Well, the problem is I can't do it. But 300 million people can do it. You know, we built America, and now we can rebuild America. But I think what I'm trying to do is make people realize that the answer to fixing America isn't at the top, it's at the bottom. It's building a good solid foundation in America, and that's community by community. And the goal is to hook up every community with the necessary communication technology that they need so that instead of relying on 300 bought and paid for or 535 people in Washington to do our thinking for us or 150 people in state capitals or 9 that sit on the city council, we really start tapping into all of we the people and let the people start coming up with ideas to make our communities better. We can debate those ideas, vote on them with any touchtone phone, and we can now start having decisions made by the people and using as many brain cells as possible.
You know, I think that's one of the most brilliant ideas I've ever heard of. And in fact, I was thinking about this a couple of years back. I watched a documentary called something. Anyway, it was centered upon how we would use technology in the future in order to bring people closer together, particularly in the political process or in the running of companies, in order to make everybody have a voice. Because like if there's a blog post or something, people all put their comments on those blog posts, and other people will read those blog posts and press like or dislike or something of that nature. So it's a really accurate rating system of how people actually think and really do it. And I had the idea of creating legislation that way. You know, we put the Patriot Act up on a website, people read it, they click like, dislike, have their comments or something like that. And, you know, when if it comes up with a million dislikes and maybe seven likes, you know, maybe from Nancy Pelosi and a couple of her children or something like that, you know. No, right. Doesn't get passed.
Well, that I think that's a great plan, and I think that's all going to happen. But first we need to build the Model T so that everybody can be involved, because not everybody has a computer, and all you really need for this plan is a television and a touch-tone phone. The goal is to, first of all, remap America. It's got to be remapped so that we can get organized. The politicians have been remapping for years with gerrymandering. The phone company is remapped already with area codes, the postal service remapped with zip codes, and what we've got to do is we've got to remap. And now the new America is going to look like a honeycomb. Every community will be a hexagon. The nucleus of that community will be a local issues television channel and radio channel to send ideas that the people in the community have out to the community. And, you know, we've got all these channels. We've got the food channel, the sports channel, travel channel, but we don't have the most important channel. And the most important channel is the local issues television and radio channel, so that we, the people, can start really coming up with real ideas for real problems and quit waiting for the idiots who call, you know, the politicians to fix our problem. They are the problem. They are the cancer that's killing us. They're stealing our money, not leaving us with enough to survive. But anyway, so that's the goal, to build the local issues channel. And what we're going to do probably is use public broadcasting to start actually broadcasting the public. And then we're voting on American Idol. We vote on CNN. We vote on Fox. We vote on Dancing with the Stars. But we aren't voting on important issues. And what we want people to do is to watch the local issues TV and radio channel. They can vote with any touch-tone phone. Their call will go into a community computer that will have their citizen participation identification number. It'll verify the voter with an ID number and a PIN number, ask them what issue number they want to vote on, press 1 for yes, 2 for no, count the vote, block them out from voting more than once. Every time the video of the debate on the issue that they're voting on is replayed, there'll be an updated tally of the yeses and the noes. At the end of 10 days, not only will the people in the community be educated on the issue, but the outcome will come from them. We'll implement that in our own community, and when we find things that work, we'll share that with 999 other communities. When they find things that work, they'll share that information with us, and we'll start rebuilding America from the ground up. And if everybody fixes their own community, the next thing you know, America will be fixed.
Mm. I thought it just needed to kind of have the reset button pushed, you know, like on the computer.
Well, that sounds pretty complex to me.
Now, hang on a second, Matt. We got to get, so that we don't all talk at once, we got to give Lark in Texas a chance now to be introduced. And then, Matt, actually, when Lark is finished, feel free to pick it up from there.
Sure.
Well, I must say, I began my little segment today with the equation, which I hold to be a truism, and that is socialism equals gangsterism. And I also made note that the Socratic method requires that we first begin with the definition of terms. What was it Socrates said? He said, the beginning of wisdom is the definition of terms. And everywhere I look, when I look this word up, socialism, it stinks to high heaven. Your thoughts?
I've never seen real socialism. I don't know if real socialism has ever existed. I mean, you know, I think we're pretty confused as to these terms that keep being thrown around, like communism. I don't think Russia was communism. I think they called themselves communism, but that was a dictatorship. And we call ourselves a democracy. We're not a democracy. A democracy is where the people raise the issues, the people debate the issues, and the people vote on the issues. This isn't any democracy. And so socialism, I can't comment on it because I've never seen it. I don't know if it's ever really existed.
That's my
I'll tell you what. Yes, thank you. This is what I see in America. What I see around the world going on is not socialism. It is not communism. It is not republic, okay? It is total tyranny.
Yes.
The Chinese people who are communists do not grope down their people going through the bus stand or the airport to go see grandma.
Right.
But we do in America, okay? We grope down your five-year-old daughter to go see grandma or Mickey Mouse. That is not America. This is not the kind of America that I grew up with, okay? What impresses me, though, is people like Karen and Charlie and Vinny and Detlef and Alan, all of us connecting all – Dr. Rima. Oh, thank you, Karen, for hooking us up with Dr. Rima. I've always respected her and her work. But these connections
– I'm grateful to her.
Yes, yes, yes. And it, you know, like Vicky, too. You know, I totally respect Vicky. We make these connections, and we all have a voice. We all have our radio shows, and we all connect with people at our own levels. And it is so humbling to me to be a part of this all. You know, I'm impressed. Vinny, the things you do, you're like a like the Alex Jones of New Zealand, dude.
I don't know how I should take that.
You do well, man. You stir the pot.
Does that mean he's overweight and he talks over top of his guests?
I actually am overweight, but I don't talk over the top of my guests.
But I tell you what, I am so impressed with the talent that this movement draws. I am so impressed with the intelligence of the people this movement draws. So the audience, I mean, I'm thinking, would be just some of the brightest people on the planet. And to me, that is so humbling.
You see, I'd rather Alex Jones be known as the Vinnie Eastwood of America.
Oh, dude. Yeah, okay, I like that. You rock.
Yeah, and you know, we were talking about socialism, right? And I remember I was reading Nelson Mandela's biography, and he said one time he was real hungry. And one of his one person from a socialist party or something, or union or something like that, gave him half a sandwich, and he said, "Yeah, I just gave you something that I had because you needed it. That's socialism." And Nelson Mandela said, "Yeah, I definitely don't like socialism, but I did enjoy that sandwich." You know, we're talking about definition of terms, and it reminds me of a conversation I had late last night, and we were talking about hate. You know, what do you hate? What do you hate? And it was just like, you know what? I'm kind of rushing off a whole lot of endorphins from all this free beer I've been drinking. I don't know what I hate. And then somebody mentioned the gangs. The gangs. And I was like, oh, yes. That's it. Right there. Violent, lying, criminal scumbags who, if you are unhappy with one of their product, they'll, instead of refunding you, they'll beat you over the back of the head with a 2x4. I don't like that. Okay, that's like the mention of the evilarchy. That's I think what the real system that we've got going on here is evilarchy. Okay, it's a mixture of the word evil, oligarchy, and malarkey.
I like it.
And remember,
that's funny.
Elite, evil, lying, inbred, traitorous, eugenicist, and Vinny, if I am not mistaken. Possibly next month, you are going to help us out also with the producing so that we can start to bring people from your time zone into this as well.
Yeah, if I can get the time to do it, because I've got so much on the go. I was just thinking about
this
morning.
See, now I pinned you down here. Well, it can just be for a small amount of time, too. Now, someone, again, I'm not meaning to jump in here, but we've got someone also here who I just want to say thank you because he's still on. Gary, come on and tell us now from your wonderful job producing for us. You also produce for Charlie. Give us a little bit of your spiel. It's your turn.
Oh, my goodness. You caught me on hold here. You know, I was making sure I had all the buttons pushed correctly.
But you're not on mute, so that's good.
Actually, I remembered which button to push when you mentioned my name. My name is Gary Hendershot. I'm well known on the internet as Smart Scarecrow. I do a Thursday evening audio-video presentation on alternative energy topics. It's broadcast live on Justin TV and also uploaded to my YouTube channel, which, of course, is Smart Scarecrow on YouTube. And on Monday, I've got a guy who suckered me into doing the first hour of his show at 8 o'clock Eastern Time on Mondays. I do the first hour of Charlie McGrath's Wide Awake News show, and again, focusing on alternative energy. And I got to tell you, it's just one more piece of the puzzle. Energy is just one more piece of the puzzle. It's one of the many ways that we're being assaulted. And frankly, my spiel is, if each of us choose that issue that is closest to our heart and confront that issue and try to change it, try to do something about it,
right,
all the issues tend to come down. We, you know, so many are focused on this and focused on that. And if you're not in my camp, you're part of the enemy. Get over it, folks. We're being confronted from so many different directions that, frankly, if we don't have people who are facing off against the enemy on all of these issues at some level, it's lost. They've got the resources that they can mass an assault on so many different fronts that we can't possibly handle it unless some of us take on each of these issues, make them our own, and try and do something about it. And I'm going to go back on mute. It's you guys' show. Take it away.
Hey, Gary kind of sounds like, you know, the Revolutionary War. He's like the Hendershot that was heard around the world.
You're sick. You're sick, Vinny.
Vinny's not
Gary,
sick. He's twisted.
More. Yeah, he is definitely twisted. He's Kiwi twisted. I couldn't agree with Gary more. I mean, that's one of the reasons why on the program – Gary comes on and does that alternative energy hour every Monday, and then Karen comes on Friday, because everybody brings different perspectives to this dance, and it is impossible to try to cover everything. And you know, if you are trying to cover something that isn't your passion, then I think it shows. So I think having you two come on there, along with Eric, who comes on and talks sovereign issues, you know, I think that's, Gary, you're right. That's the way to roll. That was Charlie, by the way.
Yes, it was.
This was Charlie.
Yes, it was. Right.
Sir,
good to meet you, Charlie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice to have you here.
Actually, and Charlie,
thank you.
You're going to be interviewing Lark in Texas here next week, so why don't you say hello to him?
Hello, Lark. Wait a minute. I thought we've met before, but maybe I'm thinking, maybe I'm not remembering correctly.
A lot of people mistake me for Lark and Rose.
Oh, maybe that's, you know what? That might be exactly what I'm thinking in my mind here.
You're stuck now, though, Charlie. You have to have me on.
Yeah, it's too late. You're scheduled. Karen put you in there. I can't keep you. No, I'm just kidding. It's very nice to meet you. And I had David on just the other night as well. So
that was fun, Charlie. That was a good time. And you do a great job, by the way. You and Gary and Karen, I tell you, you guys are as professional as you can get. I just think a lot more people need to hear from you guys, seriously.
I appreciate that.
We're not getting paid. We're as professional as we can be.
That's right. We're the most professional amateurs out there. And
the way I look at it, the world's currently run by professionals, and it hasn't worked out too well.
That's right.
So I think it's about time we get some amateurs in control.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, let's get the Tweedledees and the Tweedledums to run the show. That'd be all right.
Right now it's Tweedledum and Tweedledumber.
That's so fine, too.
Right?
We can't do any worse than what's going on right now.
That's no doubt. I was going to say, Vinny's been on the program several times, too, and I've been on his. So, you know, just about all of us have worked in this endeavor.
I'll tell you, in my opinion, I think we could drag a 70-year-old wino off of the Bowery and stick him in the White House, and we'd probably do as well as what we're doing right now. Maybe better.
Much better.
Probably better.
Well, I don't know.
He might have a conscience.
I think it depends if the wino listen to his advisors like the presidents do.
Yeah, see, community, or what's known as communitarian law, does not subscribe to moral behavior in the way that we think of morality is the problem. Because the truth is they subscribe to amoral behavior. It's neither moral or immoral. And that's why we actually live in a so-called scientific dictatorship of the community.
Wow. Thank you.
I have this concern that people are trying to, you know, make rules about everything. And I don't know about you guys, but I don't like rules. I never really have. The whole old adage that they're meant to be broken really kind of stacks up for me. I think it's just, you know, rules are really supposed to be incredibly simple so everybody can understand them. Somebody asked me the other day, Vinny, do you understand the law? And I said, of course I don't. The law's like a billion pages long. Do you understand it?
Hey, you know? I came up with something the other day. I took a walk and I was thinking about this. And you know the difference between the Ten Commandments and man's laws?
The Ten Commandments can be understood.
That too, yeah. But the Ten Commandments are 10 very good suggestions as to how we as a society should get along. And man's laws, when you look at them, every one of and not one of the Ten Commandments is a punishment. It's just telling you how we should treat each other. But every one of man's laws is a punishment. You know, it's either a fine or go to jail or both. Mm-hmm. And remember what laws were before they were laws. They were called bills. And the reason they were called bills is when we stepped on one of their landmines, they're going to send us a bill. I think we need to get back to the Ten Commandments. That's what makes sense to me. And I
agree with you. And that's one issue I have with, you know, this push towards like an ultimate democracy, because I don't think democracy it was the intent of the founders. You know, our original constitution was very, very plain, very simple, very easy to read and understand. It's everything that's been added on to it now, and this transformation into a rule by slight majority democracy that has allowed, I think, a lot of the corruption and a lot of the debt crisis and whatnot that we're facing now to come to be. And, you know, I kind of like Vinny's attitude of, you know what, there needs to be very few rules. Ten Commandments would be a great starting point. Very few rules for society. And besides that, leave me the hell alone type of thing.
Right. I totally agree. I think if we really understood and put the Ten Commandments out there. And to me, the Ten Commandments have nothing to do with religion whatsoever. In fact, God has nothing to do with religion whatsoever. I'm not religious, but I believe in God. I don't think you need religion to have a relationship with God. And those 10 laws, to me, are as good as you can get. And people talk about moral or immoral. They're all right there. Everything that's moral is right there.
I agree that the Ten Commandments are moral, but I believe that the Bill of Rights identifies the individual's right to exist as the sovereign, okay? You know, they make this big claim about being a sovereign citizen is so evil now that they put you in jail for it, okay? But the Constitution and the Bill of Rights identified for the first time in human history that the human was sovereign above the government, above the monarch, okay, and that to me, I mean, is where we have to be.
Let me just say this real quick. I don't think the direction that America is going represents the American people. Mm-hmm. I think it represents the greedy, hypocritic hierarchy. But it doesn't represent we the people. And how would we know? Because we've never been asked how we feel about any of these issues. And what I think we really have to do is we have to set up a system so that the people can really start deciding what kind of world they want to live in, which direction they want this country to go.
I thought it was pretty spelled out pretty good with the Bill of Rights. You know, the government is to protect the rights of the people. I thought that was pretty brilliant.
Well, I hate to break in, guys. But now they're misrepresenting us. And when somebody does that, you've got to stand up and say, wait a minute. That politician that just voted on that issue, that doesn't represent how I feel on the issue. So, I mean, I think the best way to find out how the majority feels about the issues is to ask the majority. I'm 64. I've never been asked. I have no representation. Those clowns don't represent me. They represent lobbyists and special interests.
Hey,
they don't represent us.
Dave, I'm sorry to butt in, but, you know, we're coming real close on time. I'd appreciate it if one more time, real quick, I'd like to go around the table. Dave, if you could please mention your website for folks, and then I'm going to have to pass the baton off to the next party, and it's time to start wrapping up.
All right. Thanks, Gary. Our website is onevoicenow, O-N-E, voicenow.info, and take a look at the solution page, and it talks about how an issue can go right through your community. Thanks a lot, guys.
And Matt, please, we're wrapping up now. Any, you know, about a 30-second summary, and don't forget to mention your website for folks so we know how to find you.
It's nwodor.com. I thank Karen. Karen, you rock so hard for putting this all together. I thank you, Gary. I thank Alan and Detlef, who all produced today. I thank all the guests and Dr. Rima. You know, this is just so fantastic, the things we can do. With the powers of our minds, we can spread the word and help change the world. And always, my closing statement, death to the new world order.
Thank you very much, Matt. And Vinny Eastwood, all the way from the other side of the earth, from often, you know, the way, way, way on the other side of the earth. I mean, you know, it's got to be bright and early in the morning where you are right
now.
You
make it sound like I'm on some kind of space station.
Well, I think, you're just west of Pluto, right?
I think so. Spirituality and religion are mutually exclusive. I'll say that. And if I was ever going to run in a political party, it would be the clown party. Dress up in the big shoes, big red nose, rainbow-colored wig, and say, vote for me, everybody. I'm way less corrupt than the rest of these clowns. My website is thevinnyeastwoodshow.com. That's Vinny with a Y, because it's the most important question. I'm on 5 days a week on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. Basically, if you want to look for conspiracy in New Zealand, I'd probably say I'm technically the most popular. But that's not saying much. It's just because I don't really have a whole lot of competition, kind of like the government.
All righty. and from Texas, which is not quite down under, but it's a ways from me, Lark, if you'd please take about 30 seconds, give a quick summary, let people know how to find more about what you're doing.
Well, I am easily the most unpopular person I know. I live as a hermit, and I have since last month, in fact. I'm in my seventh year of being completely disengaged from commerce. I am a full-time researcher. You can visit my website, larkintexas.blogspot.com. And I will say this. When men of goodwill come together, good things happen. Thank you.
All righty. And Charlie McGrath,
yes, sir.
I think there's a certain Mike Rivero who's sent the St. Bernards out looking for you. We were sure you were stuck in a snowdrift somewhere. you missed your scheduled appearance earlier. But very quickly, sir, a 30-second summary from you, and don't forget to get out that all-important
Maybe
website.
Maybe I should do a 30-second apology to Mr. Rivero. going alone.
Well, he said he was stood up for dates a lot in high school, so he's kind of used to it.
He's used to it. Okay. Charlie McGrath, Wide Awake News Radio, wideawakenews.com, Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. On the Rents Radio Network. That's lesson 30. I gave you a little time.
Hey, you
care.
Got it in there. Now, last but not least, our organizer for this marathon, Karen Quintostato. I think, in your case, I'm going to let you go just a little bit over time. Please, tell us about Karen Quintostato and what you're up to.
She's like the den mother.
That's it. And to the clown, so the first thing is the real clowns are already in the bozone and they're running the country. So we got to get them out of there. And I am so grateful because when I realized that now this is 5 years of pounding the airwaves and trying to get across the idea here that the most important thing that we can do to support each other is to unite in spite of and along with all of our differences, because none of us has the exclusion on the truth. We've been lied to, our parents, our grandparents, our entire history is a bunch of crap. Criminals run all politics, and they also owned the printing presses, or if they didn't, the Catholic Church had a great deal to do with that. So instead of giving our power away and believing and supporting people who hide pedophilia, who hide a lot of corruption, who try and tell us that we need to go through them to make our own divine connection, well, we're here to say that each one of us has that umbilical cord uniquely. It is our own. And we don't all agree on everything, but we do agree to stand together once a month on the 15th. Those of us who know better, who understand that we've all been turned into corporate slaves and are working for their debt, not our future. We're working for their debt to pay their debt. When you know that, you also realize all governments are corporations. We've been turned into employees. Well, the good news is corporations only run when the employees show up, and it's time to stop doing their dirty work and to start doing work for ourselves. The 15th is Friday. How much of yourself can you pull out of the system? How many people can you talk to before then? Float this idea. What would happen if we all stayed home, blew off government, and told them to screw themselves because we're tired of them screwing us? We get things done because we outnumber them. We far outnumber them. So when we say don't buy, don't comply, ask why on the 15th, it's don't buy the lie, don't buy any mainstream, don't buy anything you don't research for yourself. And if you have a question for one of our fellows, one of the people who's in the trenches with us trying to get the news out, instead of spreading crap in the background, ask them directly. You know, and anymore, if there isn't proof, if there aren't links out there that are incriminating, you know, I also want people to know we can give you a venue so that you can answer questions. So instead of mudslinging and Jerry Springer-like programs, let's have some integrity. Let's have a venue where people can ask questions and answer them so that we can all judge by listening. Because I'm not here, folks, to tell you what to believe or how to think. Well, I kind of am. But, I mean, you
all
have
right,
to
make Karen.
Up
all right, that's enough. That's mind. Enough. That's enough. We okay. Come on, come on. We're 2-3 minutes overtime now. I'll tell you what. To the audience, you know, if you think you're off the hook, if you think we're all done, guess again, because we have two other presentations in the queue ready to go that were recorded in advance. Karen, I've got a presentation loaded up from ICAACT Radio. And to be honest with you, I'm not real familiar with these folks, so I probably could not give them an honorable intro. Can I get you to do it for me?
Is that pronounced ICAACT Radio?
I tell you the truth, I don't know. But if Karen would do the honors, please, and introduce this segment, I'll go ahead and spin it up and then let my round table go.
All right, and again, thank you, everyone. Thanks, Gary, for keeping me on track. I do have Karen's Corner Friday with Charlie McGrath. Thank you, Charlie. Thank you, Vinny. Thank you, Lark. Thank you, Matt. Thank you, everyone who has been part of it. Thank you, Dave. And now, this is about the hidden RFID technology, the chips that are in people without their knowledge or consent. This is Jesse Beltran and Lars Drugard against the use of covert technologies, ICAACT.org. We have another show coming up after this with Siobhan Cerisi of HumanityTranscending.com to end the program. And thank you all for listening, because this is a collective effort. This is not about me. This is about us showing up. We need each other. This couldn't go on without our producers and without all the great guests. Thank you very much.
This is the collective uniting against collectivism.
There you go. And Vinny, great job. to promoting the 15th. Thank you very much. All right, everybody, over and out now. Remember, two more programs, and we're going to relax, listen to these, and be the change you want to see in the world, folks. It's up to you.